Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Mini-Nets.
Hello, Buzzkillers. It's the old professor here, and boy, do I have a sexy mini-myth for you. It's about Lady Godiva riding naked through medieval Coventry to protest high taxes. The legend of Lady Godiva riding naked through the streets of medieval Coventry to protest excessive taxes is a very well-known story. There are poems, paintings, even statues of the famous scene. Here's how the story goes, with a few extra tidbits thrown in by yours truly. In the 11th century, Lady Godiva asked her husband, the Earl of Mercia, that's the part of England that included the town of Coventry, to reduce the tax burden on the people of Coventry in particular and Mercia in general. They were probably talking over dinner, and the Earl of Mercia did a spit take of his wine and mockingly responded that he would only lower taxes if Lady Godiva herself rode naked on horseback through Coventry. So dedicated was lovely Lady Godiva to the people of Coventry that she agreed to do it and rode naked on horseback right down the main street, asking people to avert their eyes as she went along. But a local townsman couldn't help himself and took a glimpse, became forever chastised as Peeping Tom, another phrase that has entered the legend and entered the language. Alas, as sexy as this story is, there's no good evidence for it. The Earl of Mercia and Lady Godiva certainly existed in the 11th century, and there probably was at least one Tom in Coventry, but there's no evidence of the legendary ride, and it's highly likely there would be lots of evidence given what a spectacle it would have been. In fact, the story doesn't show up until 200 years later in the 13th century, and Alfred Lord Tennyson's 1842 poem Godiva became very popular and ensured that the myth passed into legend, but that was in Victorian times, 500 years later. Sorry, Buzzkillers. Would love for it to be true, but it's a myth. Talk to you next time.